And now that diplomatic relations have been restored between the U.S. and Cuba, the two countries can get to work on issues that affect them both, starting with the water between them. That's why Cuba and the U.S. are working together to establish a sanctuary in four protected marine areas between the Florida Keys and Cuba. Billy Causey is with the National Marine Sanctuary Program at NOAA. He's with us from Big Pine Key in Florida. Welcome.
Thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. And tell us about these areas that are going to become sister marine sanctuaries.
Well, it's an exciting opportunity because what we're doing is taking advantage of the connectivity that we have between Cuba and the United States by way of the water currents. The currents form a transboundary movement and recruitment of marine species between Cuba and the U.S. physically and ecologically take place. And these special places, those in Cuba and in the United States, stand to gain from our mutual agreements and management.
And what kind of species are in these waters?
Well, we're looking at important recreational commercial species such as snapper and grouper and tuna and jacks and so on. But also we're looking at some of the charismatic fauna such as large whale sharks. And a lot of the shark species go back and forth between our nations. But what's important is that the Florida Keys in the U.S. is downstream of Cuba and all of the waters coming out of the wider Caribbean area. So we are the benefactors of anything good happening upstream.
And who has been a better steward of the sanctuary, the Americans on the Key West side or the Cubans?
Well, I would say we're both good stewards in different ways, but I would say the Cubans have done a phenomenal job with their resources. They have over 20% of their coastal waters protected by marine protected areas. And so they have really stepped up and added the kind of protection that some of our coastal areas need and should have.
But what will you be able to do when you're together, when you're working together?
These arrangements will provide each of our nations an opportunity to share in research and education and outreach, but also some of the physical strategies that we've used to manage our areas.
Like what?
Well, mooring buoys. They're already using mooring buoys in Cuba, and they're using mooring buoys to protect the corals from anchors and so on. And as their visitation picks up, certainly there's going to be a greater need. That's one strategy that we're both already using, but it's something that we can improve upon over time.
And when you say visitation increasing, you're talking about as the Cuban economy grows, as more Americans start to visit Cuba, there may actually be negative impacts on the marine sanctuaries.
Well, let's hope that that's the purpose of having protected areas, is that we won't have that negative influence and we'll have more of a public outreach and we'll have more people becoming aware of coral reefs and some of the things that we need to do to protect them, such as the impacts from climate change, land-based sources of pollution, habitat loss and destruction, or overfishing. All of these things are things that are affecting corals on a global scale. But one thing that we continually focus on, something that's happening all over the wider Caribbean, is the invasion of the Pacific lionfish. And it's something that I hope collectively we can work towards solutions and, again, share our successes with one another so we can start addressing that serious problem around the entire wider Caribbean.
That's Billy Causey, Southeast Regional Director for the National Marine Sanctuary Program at NOAA, joining us from Big Pine Key. Thank you so much.
Thank you.